Chapter 1. The Moment.
The year was 1993, and America was changing. A young governor from Arkansas, Bill Clinton, had just been elected president. Rap stars Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre were climbing the music charts. Jurassic Park was the top movie of the year, earning millions of dollars. The Sony PlayStation had been released. In sports, Michael Jordan was leading the Chicago Bulls to the NBA championship. The Dallas Cowboys had just won the Super Bowl. The changing face of America could best be seen from the streets of the Big Apple. New York City has always been the center of sports, politics, and entertainment. In the early 1990s, a man named David Dinkins was serving as mayor. He was the first African American in the city's history to hold that office. Mayor Dinkins had won the election by defeating Rudy Giuliani. One day, Mr. Giuliani would also be elected mayor.
Times Square in New York City. Fast-paced and exciting.
During that same year, 1993, many things were happening. A producer from New York was forming a new record company. His name was Sean Puffy Combs, and he was 24 years old. He named his new company Bad Boy Records. Soon, Puffy's main artist, Notorious B.I.G., became a big star. Superstars, in all fields, seem to have something in common. It's like a fire that burns brightly inside them. They are determined to achieve their goals. These people work hard to develop their skills. They refuse to give up until they come out on top. In New York, that's known as making it big. In 1993, things were also starting to happen for a young man named Najee McGreen. One day, he would also be making it big. Najee lived in a small house in the Bushwick neighborhood of Brooklyn. Although he was only 5 years old, this star was already beginning to shine. "What you doing, Dad?" Najee asked, walking into the kitchen. In his hand was a toy train that he had built with Legos. Najee was always playing with Legos. He loved building things and pretending they were real. Najee's father, Kofi McGreen, was sitting at the kitchen table. After a long day at work, he was relaxing with a hot cup of coffee. He was reading a magazine. Mr. McGreen smiled, placing his young son up on his lap. "I'm reading an article about a game called chess. I've never actually played it, but it sounds like fun." Najee looked at the magazine, which had a color photo of a chessboard. The black and white pieces looked really cool. Mr. McGreen saw that Najee was interested, so he started reading aloud from the magazine. The article talked about the history of chess and how the game is played. As his father spoke, Najee couldn't stop staring at the photo of the chessboard. He was drawn to it in a way that was impossible to explain. Mr. McGreen told Najee that chess is a game of strategy. Pieces are allowed to move in specific ways. For example, a pawn can only move forward. It happens to be the least important piece on the board. The knight is the one piece that is allowed to jump over other pieces. The object of chess is to move pieces forward. Along the way, a player tries to capture his opponent's pieces. Finally, a player tries to corner and trap his opponent's king. When a king is trapped, and has nowhere to move, this is known as checkmate. That's how a player wins the game.